listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get an inside look at the Browns draft class by tuning into the Cleveland Browns Rookie Spotlight this Saturday at 7 p.m. on WKYC Channel 3. The Cleveland Browns Rookie Spotlight explores each player's unique journey, those of Johnny Manziel, Justin Gabriel, Joel Bitonio, Chris Kirksey, Pierre Desir, and Terrence West on their road to becoming a Cleveland Brown. Don't miss it. Tune in this Saturday at 7 p.m. on WKYC Channel 3. Nathan and Vic wrapping up another loaded edition here of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Tomorrow, the team gets back to work with their third of 10 OTAs this offseason. I'm excited to check that out. And Vic, I think we had a good show today. A lot of interesting anecdotes and a lot of people fired up about the intensity that is palpable at these Browns practices.
Yes, very much so. And you're right. It had a lot of energy and you could hear it. You know, people like Scott Petrak being around this football team as a beat writer, Doug Deacon taking it all in, and I could see it, you know, the grizzled veteran that he is, watching another new rookie class come through, a new coach. It's easy to be jaded. It's easy to have that here-we-go-again approach, but what I sensed was definite excitement and definite recognition that there are, and we haven't seen him play a single game a single game hasn't been played that counts, but we still see reason for that sense of kind of optimism in certain places.
No question, and it's coming. It's interesting because it's a same response from everybody we talk to about what they think is different, and it's the intensity, it's the competition. That's what this team wanted to foster out there on the field, and I think they're doing so thus far. Gibbs, you want to come in and do a little few tweets as we close things out here today?
Yeah, guys, this one was from Chase Lamar Jones, the real Chase J. What's Edwin Baker's role going to be this season? I saw yesterday Kevin Jones in his training or his OTA report had something about him. What do you guys think?
I think Edwin Baker is going to be competing for a roster spot, and right now it could be tough for him. I think you got Ben Tate, you've got Terrence West. He's going to be competing with Isaiah Crowell, I think, maybe for that third runner spot, and then you also have, is the team going to carry a fullback? Most likely it looks that way. Plus you got Deion Lewis in the mix. I think Edwin Baker is going to be the kind of guy competing to make this roster over the course of training camp. I wouldn't expect him to have a big role, but hey, you never know.
You know, as I look at Edwin Baker, as I look at Deion Lewis, the holdovers and how they fit into things, Lewis has definitely shown the most his explosiveness, running fast. He does, though, what I think a guy in these practice settings can do to catch attention. And what I mean by that is, again, no contact, and you find a quick sliver of opening, and your speed carries you through. What we don't know is when it really gets physical, how he's going to hold up and match up to that, and his ability to make the pivot one-cut move, plant the foot and turn, and that's something that comes more naturally to some guys than others. Terrence West shows that right away, probably more so than any of the backs in camp right now around this roster. So for Lewis, that would be the thing. In this environment, he'll excel because of speed. As far as Baker is concerned, could be a tougher role. I think he might be a little more conversant to how things go in the zone blocking scheme.
He is. It's just all of a sudden he went from a position where there was no log jam and they needed as many bodies as they could to one where I think there is a log jam of top tier talent for the Cleveland Browns at the running back spot.
Anything else, Jace? That's it. All right. Well, it was fun and a big packed show that we had. We want to thank, for those who were part of it, Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, Scott Petrak of the Elyria Chronicle Telegram, Christian Yount. Enjoyed having him aboard with us, the long snapper for the Browns, and a new friend of
show. Friend of the show, no doubt about
FOS,
it.
FOS, he will be on many, many other shows, along with Billy Wynn. You know,
yes.
we'll have those guys on as regulars because they're good. They show it. They love it. They embrace it. All right, enjoyed it. And Jason Gibbs, our tremendous producer. Stay tuned for Hooley and Gerard. That is coming up next. For Nathan, I'm Vic. Talk to you again on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
One more OTA this week.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.